Thank you very much, Tanya. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the NCSG call on the 29th of March 2013. On the Adobe Connect room, we have Robin Gross. On the, On the audio bridge, we have Robin Gross. On the Adobe Connect room, however, we have Avi Doria, Alain Béranger, Edward Morris, and Carl Stoll. From staff, we have myself, Matthew Pergin. I'd like to remind you all to please state your names before speaking for the transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you, Robin.
Thank you. And thank you all for joining this morning as we prepare for the Beijing meeting in just over a week now. It's coming up. So let me quickly run through the agenda and see if there's anything folks would like to add. So I thought we should go through who's coming to Beijing, when are we going to be there, and have a discussion about what are our key objectives and key issues for this Beijing meeting. There are so many issues that are coming to a head right now that I think it would be helpful if we just kind of focus a little bit and think about what are the important ones for us to spend our time on as a group. And then maybe we can go through some of the key NCSG meetings and other the key community meetings and talk about some of the proposed discussion topics. And as we go through them, we need to figure out which one of us or several of us, more likely, will be following which issues, going to which meetings, and reporting back to the group. Also, are there statements that we need to deliver in Beijing? There's a number of public comments that are open now, and it would be great if we could get something submitted and then perhaps do a summary or some kind of explanation about that in the public forum or in the council meeting or some of these other opportunities for statements. Also, statements with at large, I think we've got some opportunities to work with them to do a joint statement. So we should talk a little bit about that. And then we should also quickly go through, make sure we've got our proxies set, which I think we do, but it's good for everyone to know. So if we could just run through that, that would be helpful. Is there anything else we should add to this agenda? And please just jump right in because I can't see when hands are raised. I'm sorry, was somebody trying to say something?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Is that Milton that's joined?
Yeah, I've been here for about 3 minutes.
Great. Okay, so, I'm sorry, who is that?
I'm talking. Can somebody else talk so I can see if I can hear?
Especially I could if you hear you just now, Aubrey. I just heard Aubrey.
Oh,
anyone else? Do we have some audio difficulties on our line?
You sound fine to me. Do I sound okay to you?
I sound okay to you. Aubrey, are you still there? I don't hear her now. Is there anyone else on the line? Is it just... Did we lose the Adobe Connect room, maybe? Are the Adobe Connect people?
No, Robin, we did not. This is Natalie. No, we did not. Sadly, I don't have control over if participants are muted or not on the Adobe Connect room.
Okay, now I can hear. Can people hear me?
Ah, now I hear Aubrey.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Great. Okay, so let's go forward. So who's coming to Beijing? So I'll be there, and I'm arriving on Friday and staying at the main venue, and so we'll be around all week. I believe all of our counselors except for Maria and Magali will be there. Who else on the call is coming?
I'm coming.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm coming. This is Alain.
Great. Okay.
Hey, Robin. This is Brendan.
All right. Great. Hi, Brendan. Okay, so we're going to have a good number of people there, which is really fabulous. I think this might be one of our more well-attended meetings from a non-commercial perspective. So since we've got all these bodies in Beijing, what do we want to do with our energy and time there? So what are our key objectives and the main issues that we want to focus our time and attention on this week? Because there are so many, and we get pulled in so many different directions. It's very easy to get scattered and unfocused, and so it's a good opportunity or a good idea to beforehand just think about what are the main things that we want to accomplish there. So any suggestions, any ideas? Okay, well, while you guys are thinking, I can give you one of my issues that I think we should focus on, and that is this issue of protecting the bottom-up, community-led, multi-stakeholder policy development process, and concern about what I would say is a growing trend of senior staff unilateralism of over policy development and circumventing the bottom-up process. And I think we've seen this in a number of different particular policy issues, and if you look at them all next to each other, it's pretty clear that it's this one same problem, this one same issue when you're talking about adoption of the controversial provisions in the straw man proposal or the unilateral right to amend contracts that staff wants and the RAA and the registry agreements. They all sort of point to this same problem that I think may be coming to a head, and a lot of attention should be focused on it in Beijing. So that's at least the issue, one of the issues that I think is really important and for us to be focused on in Beijing. Others, any other ideas?
Hold on a second, Robin. There were some strange noises when you were speaking, and you said all of these issues were really one issue. So what was the one issue? How did you identify?
I'm sorry. The issue is the circumvention of the bottom-up, community-led, multi-stakeholder policy development process. We're replacing that with a top-down, senior staff, managed, controlled process where policies comes from the top to the community, and as opposed to coming from the bottom up to the top.
Okay, yes. But how do we get a handle on that specifically?
Well, I think it's an issue that we need to raise. I'm sorry. Did somebody want to try to get in there?
I just wanted to point out that Alain had his hand up, since I expect you're not watching Adobe.
Right. Thank you. Yes, I'm not able to see when people have their hands up, so if I could just invite you to shout out your name or something. So Milton's question was, how are we going to bring this issue forward? And I think it's an issue that we need to discuss with the board, that we need to raise in the public forum, have a statement in advance that we can bring on this issue. That these are sort of my ideas about how we can begin to highlight this issue with some statements and directly bringing up the issue directly with the board when we have an opportunity to speak to them, and then also, again, in the public forum. So that would be my suggestion. But, Elan, you have the floor.
Are you muted?
Can you hear me?
Are you muted?
I think I'm
there.
You can hear me?
There you go.
All right. Well, you know, I agree totally with Robin's identification of the issue. And there's been a relatively long, I wouldn't say thorough, but at least a beginning of a discussion on this issue on NCSG Discuss. And one of the things that escapes me totally, and I was wondering if the more experienced colleagues here could help me understand, is the following. If we have a pure bottom-up multi-stakeholders process, which is perhaps an ideal or a desirable situation, I'm not sure I understand what the impacts are on the operational side of the house. This is something I do not grasp, and I was wondering if there was there probably is tension between moving forward on an operational side versus completing properly a due diligence on a multi-stakeholders process. So I'm just raising, I think it's essential that I can improve its multi-stakeholders process. I don't understand, I'm not sure it has the structure to do it.
Well, it is a private California corporation, and as a result, it must be run as if it were a private California corporation. The law requires that, and oftentimes those goals are inconsistent with the goals of what's best for the Internet. And so, companies are forced to operate in a way that is best for the company, and they can be held responsible when they don't act in a way that's best for the company. And again, what is best for the company is not necessarily what is best for the Internet, the health and the growth of the Internet. And so I sort of see the tension between these two goals and objectives as being one area where this ICANN model is problematic and perhaps not quite congruent with global governance issues. But anyone else want to chime in on this?
Hello.
Yes.
This is Milton. It's fundamentally the lack of real accountability for the board. They are sort of free-floating, and then they have a very well-paid professional staff that is out sort of trying to protect itself. I mean, if you look at the kind of advice that their lawyer gives them, it's very clearly motivated by protecting the corporation from various kinds of risks and threats. And the board is really, sort of, it's not collectively political. It's not reflecting any kind of policy agenda that's coming from the bottom. It's, individual members selected here and there through this strange nominating committee process, and then some through the GNSO, and it's really the people in our position really have very little leverage over the board, other than sort of publicly embarrassing them and getting governments mad at them. So, without an institutional redesign, there's not a lot we can do about that, unless we're going to kind of advocate going back to board elections or something like that. That would be a very long term and very difficult agenda. There's still a lot of people that don't support that agenda and never would.
Thank you. Does anyone else want to get in the queue on that?
Come in on this, please.
Yes, please, go ahead.
This is Alan.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree with Milton. In a way, if we leave the non-com nomination, I believe, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that the rest of the, or the majority of the board nominations are according to a certain allocation between the various interests at ICANN. So in a way, it is very difficult for the board to, it's the same as GNSO, to deviate from what the consensus is in the house that has sent you either to the board or to the council. So actually, what I understand what Milton says, that there would be huge resistance, but I think we're going to have the same old, unless we attack frontally that structure of the board. And the board as it stands now is more like should play the role of an advisory board, and there should be upper house, a real board, which as the highest interest of the Internet DNS in their on their radar, and whose deliberation and decisions are made on behalf of you know, the real stakeholders of the entire ICANN, which are the Internet users. So if we don't challenge that, well, what do we challenge, and what can we expect to change?
If I could respond, yeah, I think it's just a question of sort of focusing our energy on what's a feasible way to attack this problem. For example, one, if you look at the regional internet registries, they have a pretty it's not perfect, but it's definitely more of a bottom-up process where the what the board can do is really pretty much given to it from the bottom. Sometimes they can override that, but then they have to invoke a special process. But there's just in ICANN, it's just a total free-for-all. You know, the staff, so-called implementation process, just strays over into policy all the time. And if you could just get the board to say, you know, we don't do policy and the staff doesn't do policy, and we've just got to accept the fact that we have to have a proposal in front of us that came from defined processes, then we can act, and that's the only way we can act. That would be one step, a big step forward. The problem, the real wild card there becomes the GAC, in which, okay, suppose you've finally gotten the board to accept this way of doing things, then you've got a bunch of governments, one of whom, you know, has real life and death power over ICANN, suddenly saying, well, do something different from what the bottom-up process said and do it at the last minute. So there's just so many ways in which the process can be circumvented. It's really hard to know what, you know, what we need is something very concrete and specific to advocate that would take a big step towards solving this problem. And I'm not sure what it is. I don't have any really killer ideas about that at the moment.
Well, I don't want to sort of take all of our time on this one conversation, but it seems to me that some pressure needs to be put to ICANN in terms of, you know, there's a competition in the marketplace for some of these functions and services, and if ICANN can't meet its obligations, if I can't follow its own processes, then I think we, the community, need to start looking to build something somewhere else, and put a little bit of pressure on ICANN to behave and to follow its own processes. And I'm not really sure how to build this, because it seems like it's going to be, you know, some kind of a technical solution in many ways, where some, you know, people will build some tools to do some of these things that ICANN does. But I think we need to be exploring alternatives.
Well, we've always had some attempt to develop alternatives, but they've never really gotten anywhere, because so much of it is driven by the, you know, the domain name industry, and the domain name industry is not going to take a chance on a risky proposition like that, you know.
Yes. Okay, well, I don't want to, you know, spend all of our time on this philosophical issue of how do we fix what's the structural problems of ICANN, but I do see that many of them coming to a head. Are there other issues and other specific things we want to focus on in Beijing? I was thinking certainly the recent proposal from staff to adopt the straw man's controversial trademark plus 50 derivations, which it turns out is actually unlimited number of derivations if you read the fine print. So I think that, you know, this is another thing that we want to spend some attention on in Beijing, is trying to push back on that proposal. I think we should be supporting the registrars in the registries as they are up against ICANN, who's trying to impose these unilateral rights to amend their contracts. Again, I think these are all related issues. So I think that, and they're all going to be pretty hot topics in Beijing. Also, I think the Who Is issue, it's not really something that you're seeing a lot of attention to, but it's happening in the background. It's happening with this expert advisory group that the board has thrown together and appointed Facebook on to fix privacy problems. And they've called for a PDP on Who Is as well. So Who Is happening. It's just a question of the community that it hasn't quite been engaged yet. It's happening with board staff action. So this is something that we need to be focused on in Beijing as well. Anything else? Any other comments on those issues or other issues?
Well, I would just ask, is there some way in Beijing, some particular interaction we can target with the chair or the staff, and even develop a united front with registrars or registries about some particular aspect of this issue that we could then, you know, really try to make an impression on the on Fadi and or his staff?
Well, there was some thought that a council motion,
like with a council reconsideration of the straw man, for example, that might be a good hook.
Uh-huh.
Not reconsideration, the ombudsman challenge or whatever it was.
Yeah. I just wonder to what extent are the contracted parties willing to file an ombudsman complaint against staff when they're all afraid of getting their TLDs approved. I mean, the ones I've talked to are pretty much afraid of complaining about this issue because they don't want their TLDs applications to be prejudiced for complaining.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the industry guys are like, no, gonna be no help.
This is Brendan. Didn't someone suggest on list that we approach the registrars to see if there might be some support for proposing a motion on the council with respect to no.
Yes, no, that's what I'm talking about, and we did reach out to them, or at least some of them, and the response was they're too afraid.
The registrars? The
registrars. Yes.
Okay.
So you know maybe we just need to you know work a little bit harder on them, persuade them to be less afraid. But that was the reaction that I got, was they would be too afraid. Bunch of chickens.
I mean, it seems to me that it goes back to the initial question that was the first agenda, that the whole structure of if there's not a real bottom-up process, then there's a kind of intimidation that affects everything, and it seems to me that has to be taken. That has to be the subject of the some sort of reaction at this point.
I agree. I think, can we just say, you know, can we have some kind of an interaction with the key staff members and the board and say, look, folks, is bottom-up real or is it just an illusion that you invoke when it's convenient? Is, you know, there are mounting frustrations there are a lot of people in the industry who support us but are afraid to talk to you about this, and so we're taking the lead. But you know, something has to be done about this. We understand that there's all kinds of, you know, what you perceive, you being staff and the board as being fires that need to be put out and emergencies that need to be dealt with. But somehow something has to impress on them that this is a recurring problem that has actually a very simple, you know, diagnosis, that it's that there is no process, that it's just everything is up in the air until the staff and the board just, you know, whoever they listen to last, they can do something. And that is not, it's just, we have to convince them that's not a good way to do things. And that there's reasons that governance authorities have processes. I mean, what would be the right venue for initiating that conversation and making it clear that we're going to keep hammering away at this until they do something?
Well, I think it is not a topic that we've proposed to the board for our meeting with them. So, you know, they're going to have to talk to us about it on Tuesday afternoon in Beijing. And again, I think we should bring it up at the public forum.
So is there a documentation, a very simple documentation of all the deviations?
Who's got that kind of time?
Yeah, really?
No, I don't think there is. I mean, you know, we can try to craft a statement that we can build upon and highlight some of these issues. That's a good idea.
So we have a meeting with the board, and then we can make the focus of our comments this specific issue as to just, is bottom-up real, or is it just, are we just wasting our time here, and you guys are going to decide anyway?
Yeah.
Isn't it somewhat ironic to want to have a private meeting with the board to discuss an issue, discuss the issue about people having private meetings with the board?
So it's not about private meetings. Anybody can have private meetings with a board, but if you have a process, you know, anybody can have private meetings with an FCC commissioner, but they have an ex parte documentation process, and they have a process where, you know, they have notices of proposed rulemakings, and they make a decision at a defined point in time, and they have judicial oversight, whereas if they do just do something arbitrary, they can be challenged and overruled. I mean, I just think our ICANN board members and most of the people in the ICANN environment just don't get that.
Yeah.
I think one thing that needs, it's very, that this clarifies to me is the need to really broaden the membership of NCUC. I mean, it seems to me that there would be so that there was a broader base, and that if there were more, if there was an outreach to, say, librarians, in my case, for example, independent media makers, people working in the new media, if it's not just a few academics and people who are willing to commit to these bone conferences, but if there's some way to really have a broad constituency that would be in touch, say, with national and international press, so that there's a sense that we really want to defend the bottom up, the multi-stakeholder process, and make it real and not a kind of phony window dressing for as Robin put it, the California Corporation. I love that, Robin. That's true. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that, you know, one of the places we will have to go to is outside of ICANN, and talk to the media and talk to some of the people who are often critical of ICANN, and they might be willing to listen to this story and willing to make a little bit of noise and put a little bit of pressure. Sometimes, you know, we have to go outside of ICANN to pressure ICANN because the pressure just doesn't work coming from the bottom up.
If I may, this is Roy. I would be willing to contact the International Federation of Library Associations, which they are always very visible at
yes.
the IGF.
Yes.
I don't know why they're not as visible in ICANN, but I would be. But I'm willing to send, you know, to contact them and see where they stand in these issues, and maybe we can create some kind of dialogue with them.
That would be great. Thank you very much, because I know they have been very active on a lot of these access issues and access to information issues, and would be so helpful to us in ICANN that, you know, I don't think that we've just ever maybe approached them before, and so, you know, you're taking the time to do that would be very helpful.
I'll be happy to.
Thank you.
Robin, this is Ed. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I've had some technical problems. We're actually having a meeting, an outreach committee meeting tonight, some in-reach meetings over the weekend. We will be presenting a master plan to try to increase our membership and the involvement of those who are already members. We have a lot of organizations that are inactive that could be helpful in this regard.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the broader issue, I think what you've talked about today in terms of reaching outside, I think we have to go external in order to make the internal processes more fair. And I think one of the ways to do that, when we issue a statement on this matter, we need to have a mechanism to distribute the statement to the industry press, but also to some of the wider press people in the New York
yeah.
Times, for example, Washington Post, try to stimulate some interest in our story beyond the little domain name industry. In addition, I'll be talking to you in Beijing about the possibility of getting one of our representatives testifying before the next congressional hearing on internet governance, which I'm told will be coming up in October. Those are the type of things that I think in Fadi's
yeah.
mentality is going to stimulate some interest and respect for our community. One of the things that impressed me or most disturbed me about my experience in Los Angeles was the condescending nature in which Fadi and his staff members treated yourself and those of us in the non-commercial community. It was almost like we're children to be managed rather than adults to be respected.
Mm.
And that's, I think, the crux of the problem along with what's going on with the staff at ICANN. Fadi is empire building. And staff members I've spoken to who I've known for the last few years are talking about reporting mechanisms that are new. They're under a lot of pressure to show concrete results. I think this is part of what's going on there that's causing them to be a little bit more active in the policy area.
Absolutely. That's correct. Sorry to interrupt. I was just affirming what you said, Ed. It's absolutely correct that they're under a lot of pressure from in Washington to show results, definitely.
Right, but and also within Los Angeles as well. I mean, Fadi's new management technique is basically mid-1990s business school instruction. When he walked into the room, Milton, you weren't there, Fadi did a Bill Clinton. He walked around the table shaking everybody's hand, looking in their eye. That's Clinton 92. His management technique about internationalization within the individuals in the organization. That's 1990s business school mentality, and that's where he's coming from. So we need to respond in a way that gets his attention and respect. And, again, I think if we have you, if we have Robin, if we get somebody testifying before Congress representing us, they're not going to ignore us anymore. They can't. And I think that's one of the things I'd like to work with folks in Beijing on making happen.
Just a reaction to that, the problem with congressional testimony is that it is driven by lobbying. We have tried many times to get – I don't want to discourage you. If you have angles on how to get in there, that's great. Pursue them. But be aware that to a congressman, indeed, it's extremely disappointing the – nature of congressional hearings these days. It's basically the congressman finds four people that support his position based on their prior lobbying, and then they have one sort of sacrificial lamb, usually ICANN itself or whoever is being attacked, and they don't have a real diversity of views. Now, it might be possible for you or somebody to cultivate an American congressman to do that. But I have some other insider Washington angles that I'll talk to you when we're not being recorded about in Beijing.
I think one of the things I would suggest, if we do issue a statement in Beijing on this matter, I'd like to take that statement. I've already created a list of congresspeople who may be sympathetic to our views. Send it off to them and ask for a response. Let's get them on the record as supporting our views and start cultivating those relationships in that way. Just a suggestion.
That's a great suggestion. Thank you. Anyone else want to chime in on this, or shall we move on to more of the nuts and bolts of Beijing? Okay, so let's move on. I thought we would just sort of start from the NCSG meetings plan spreadsheet that I've been updating along the way and was included as a link that was sent out announcing this meeting, so folks have it. It's a Google Docs spreadsheet, ICANN number 46, Beijing NCSG meetings plan. So I think I should just maybe focus on some of these meetings here first and get an idea for what are the topics people want to cover and who wants to cover them. That would be really helpful. Okay. Let's see. Our first NCSG meeting is the one we do on Monday morning. It's Monday, April 8th, from 9:30 to 11:30, and sort of our get our ducks in a row meeting of the policy committee for the week coming. So we'll use the time to prepare for Thursday's G Council meeting, and as well as our meeting with the board. And then there are a couple individual substantive issues that I thought we should spend some time looking at. One would be the RAA issue. Another would be the Strawman Solutions trademark plus 50 derivations new right, and also the whois issue, because again, this isn't something that a lot of people are talking about or realize is happening, but it is happening. And if you read the documents that staff has put out about the in the public comment forum about the PDP that they've called for, they say this is the big one. This is the one where they're supposed to fix all the whois issues, and of course it's not called the whois PDP, but it's the one that's supposed to fix all the whois issues. So we need to sort of start paying attention to that and get some bodies focused on that. So are there any thoughts about Monday or suggestions for Monday? Are there people who want it to volunteer to lead the discussion on some of these issues? I know Kathy's volunteered to talk about the trademark solutions, trademark plus 50 new right. Any others?
You know this, Robin? This is Anna.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw Marie-Laure on the Adobe Connect before, but she seems to have disappeared. She's in rural Costa Rica, and I guess her connection is down. I can't volunteer for her, but I know she's one of our stakeholders group member in the WHOIS working group, and maybe we could ask her to play some role there.
That would be great. Yes, and also it would keep in mind that this is a meeting that our policy committee members should go to, so our GNSO council representatives and then also the two representatives to the policy committee who are appointed from each stakeholder group. So make sure your appointees to the policy committee know that this is an important meeting for them to attend, although anyone can attend these meetings. All of these meetings are open, and anyone can come in and attend, but it's just, since it is a policy committee meeting, we especially want our policy committee members there.
Okay, we'll do, Robin, no problem.
Thanks. What about the RAA issue now? This is something that is going to be really a hot topic all week. Do we have someone who can sort of follow this issue in particular and, you know, kind of track this issue and make the statement at the right time and in the public forum when there is a session on RAA? Do we have a couple of people who have been following this issue somewhat or care about this issue and are willing to sort of undertake this issue as the RAA issue in Beijing, keeping us focused and doing what we need to be doing on this issue? Do we have, I mean, I know we've got Avery on the line. Is she the only policy committee member on the line today? Who? Who else do I have?
I don't know. I don't see any others.
Sorry, there's also Rudy Van Snick.
Oh, yeah, Rudy's here.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Rudy, okay. Yeah. Okay, so we've got at least two of our members.
Sorry, I jumped in quite late. There's a huge traffic problem around Brussels, and it took me a while to get through it.
Oh, no trouble.
I'm traveling on Monday, so in the afternoon. I could join meetings remotely till I'm flying. Does that fit?
Rudy, this is Alain. Oh, the first meeting is, you're probably in flight. The first meeting is Beijing time. Beijing time, 9:30 to 11:30.
No, I will not be flying. Don't forget, we are about 8 hours back. So.
Great.
Anyhow, I will try to jump in as soon and as much as I can. I freed up all the time. I had a lot of things to handle in the last weeks as I was elected in the political party. So I got a lot of stuff on my desk that I was ignoring before.
Okay, great. Well, we look forward to seeing you in Beijing.
I'm arriving at 10 in the morning.
Great. Is there a particular issue that you would like to focus on in Beijing or that you feel somewhat knowledgeable or passionate about and you would like to make a contribution on?
Well, especially the issue of the RAA is something that I have been looking into. I did not yet comment but it's something that needs attention. The difficulty is that the combination with other stuff that is on the table seems to me a difficult point. When you make a statement just looking at the RAA as it is on the table now, is almost impossible, knowing that there is so much going on around that influences the RAA in itself. Just have a look at the trademark clearinghouse issues, the point we have been discussing on the mailing list about how staff is handling stuff. I think it's something that has to be seen in a combination and make clear once and for all that when a constituency has to handle policy, that there is no influence from staff anymore. That's a point that hurts me. I've seen that in Alak. I see this here happening. This should stop once and for all. it really makes it people difficult to handle correctly the issues that are on the plate, especially when you're working in a volunteering position. So I'm willing to jump into the AAA discussion, but I would like to know if there is a clear definition of up to where we will handle the hot potatoes without being pushed back by any decision about us. Was I clear enough?
Yes, yes, absolutely. And, you know, all of these issues are all coming down to that same question that you just asked. Will our efforts actually be taken into account in the final decision? And that's... I really appreciate your willingness to work on the RAA issue and focus on that in Beijing, because I know that is really going to be one of probably the hottest issue.
And especially as there is a relation in which I actually see some difficulties popping up because it's a bit outside of the RAA domain, but the discussion about how the implementation of all this stuff inside the CCTLD world. I think we cannot disconnect that.
Right. No, I agree.
It's an issue that where I see, especially in the past year, you probably know that in the at-large summit in Mexico, I have been setting up a thematic session on the abuse of domains, especially in the CCTLD world. And it's clear that many CCTLD registries are using registrars, but without using the definitions and the effective agreements that registrars have to comply to.
Yeah, that'll be worth watching. Absolutely. Okay, so were there was there anything else on Monday's policy committee meeting, just to get us prepared and ready for the week ahead? Okay, not hearing anything further on that. Then the next important meeting for us to think about on Monday is our joint discussion with At Large. And this had previously been set for Wednesday afternoon, but has been rescheduled for Monday afternoon. So just make sure you're aware of the rescheduling. And a number of topics have been proposed. However, I've been talking with Olivier in email, and we both think that there's a great opportunity to do a joint statement on the Strawman Solutions trademark plus 50 new right. Olivier thought we could spend a good deal of time talking about that in our joint discussion, that we would probably have a lot of similar views on that particular issue, and so it might be a very fruitful discussion, and we could very likely get a joint statement for the public forum on the issue. Does anyone have any thoughts on that issue or that possibility? Some of the other issues that were proposed for our joint discussion with At Large was transparency at ICANN, and another issue was, again, the RAA and the special protections for the Red Cross and the Olympic Committee and the IGOs. That's a working group that Alan and Evan have been very active in, and we've had some members working with them in that group as well, so there's some opportunity for consensus and a joint statement on that issue. Also, the WHOIS privacy problem, new GTLDs. So there's a lot of issues that were proposed, and we've only got an hour with them, so we should probably pare it down to two at most, realistically. Any thoughts on our meeting with At Large?
Hey, hi, Robin. This is Amr.
Yes, Amr, welcome.
As far as who is privacy with ALAC is concerned, or at large, I don't think we will reach much consensus with them on this issue. I don't know if that means you want to spend more time or less time talking to them about it, though.
Well, that's helpful to know. And since we only have an hour and the goal is really to figure out what is something that we can issue a joint statement on together, it's probably best that we focus on, for the purposes of coming up with a statement, those issues that we are very close to agreement on. So, again, it might be more appropriate for it to be the straw man solutions trademark plus 50 derivations issue.
That's what I figured. Yeah.
But you never know. And, you never know. It might be worth doing some conversations with at-large members in the background and just, you know, we don't necessarily have to do it in the meeting because we've only got an hour, but we're all going to be there for a week, and so any opportunities that we have to just sort of, you know, grab one another and talk about an idea or a policy can end up being very helpful in the end. Okay, so any other thoughts on Monday or our meeting with at-large? Not hearing any objections, I guess I'm going to suggest that we try to focus our statement on the straw man solutions trademark plus 50 issue, since we had pretty good consensus on that. Okay, so then let's go on. Tuesday is, of course, our very, very busy day at ICANN Week. We've got the constituency meetings in the morning. Both NPOC and NCUC have their own individual constituency meeting in the morning. And then in the afternoon, we've got the NCSG open meeting, so both constituencies feed into the NCSG in the afternoon. And then we go into the meeting with the board right immediately after that on Tuesday. So it's a very busy day. And in terms of our open meeting, we've got three possibilities in terms of, or three visitors, I should say, that will be coming to talk with us. Sally Costeron, who is the CEO's outreach engagement person, will be coming to talk with us about outreach and engagement issues, since that is an issue that ICANN has identified it wants to work on, and it's an important issue for us, and so we just need to make sure that we're all on the same page. And so getting an opportunity to give Sally some feedback about outreach disengagement and outreach plans and provide some guidance, I think, would be really helpful. So that's one. The second is we will get a visit from the members of the ATRT2 team, which is the team that's working on ICANN's accountability and transparency issues. And Avery is a member of that that team, and so she's been talking with some of the other members to come in and talk with us. And so it's a really a great opportunity for our membership to speak directly to this team about some of the issues that we've identified as where ICANN needs to work on in terms of accountability and transparency, or what they're doing right, where they've made improvements, where they need to make improvements. So I want to encourage everyone to really use this opportunity to engage with these people. And thirdly, hopefully, now those first two are confirmed. Those first two guest speakers are confirmed. Hopefully this third one will happen. I'm hoping that Stephanie Perrin of Canada, she's a privacy expert in Canada and was with the Canadian government's Data Protection Department there, and now she was appointed to this working group by the board on who is, and frankly, she's really the only pure privacy advocate on the group, and so I've invited her to come and speak with us, because I believe this Who Is working group will also be meeting in Beijing this week, so I think she's going to be there, and so I've invited her if she'll come talk with us about this working who is expert group that she's on and what they're doing and what are going to be the outcomes and the impacts and what we can do to help her. I haven't received confirmation back from her that she'll be able to meet with us, but I'm hopeful that if she's in Beijing, we will definitely find some way to get a few moments of her time, because it would be, again, really invaluable, I think, to the members. And I think to her as well, as she tries to build privacy protections and from the working group, to hear from us and how we could possibly help her in her efforts at that level. So those were three guests that would be coming.
Robin, if I may say something, this is Roy.
Please.
I'm glad to hear what you mentioned about the expert from Canada, because I had something that I keep bringing up at the working group, at the PDP working group, because my impression was that there was no privacy protection experts in the expert panel. And the working group distributed answers to a questionnaire this week, and when it came to privacy protection questions, their answers were vague or we don't know or something along those lines. And so hopefully this expert will be able to, direct them or put them in the right direction. I'm not looking for perfection, but at least if we could get a little bit more protection for the consumer, that's definitely a positive outcome. So thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I really appreciate the work that she's doing in this working group, because she really is the only privacy advocate, and it's, you know, there's Time Warner and there's Facebook, and there's a bunch of members of the IPC are in this expert working group on privacy. It's all the people who want to kill privacy, and one privacy advocate expert. And so she has an uphill battle, and I know it's very frustrating to be the only one in this group, and you have to do all the work and fight against every comment, and you know, so it's a lot of work. And again, I think it would be helpful for her to see that we are appreciative and supportive, and know what is it that we can do to try to help support the work that she's doing as a member of this working group.
So is she will be in Beijing?
I believe she will be in Beijing, because I believe this working group is meeting then, but I do not have her confirmed yet.
Okay.
I will let you know. That's why it's not actually on this schedule, because I've just invited her and it's not confirmed yet. But if she will be in Beijing, we'll get her.
So the Accountability and Transparency Review Team, again, knowing how ICANN works, if we want to make a big point about bottom-up and deviations from process, we basically have to say the same message again and again to all of these people, right? And
yes.
So whether it's the joint statement with ALAC, or, you know, if that doesn't work on that, maybe we can't do it, but, you know, ATRT seems like a very good person to be making this point to.
I agree.
This is Avery.
Please.
If I can comment. First of all, yeah, I'm glad to see that it was actually accepted. In fact, the NCSG has been the first group to invite the ATRT. I don't expect that it will be all the members, but there should be a bunch. ATRT will also have put out a questionnaire by then, so, you know, that may help also give clues on things you may want to mention, or things you want to mention are missing from the questionnaire might be something. But I do think that Milton is right, that there have to be certain messages that get repeated and repeated again in slightly different form until they get through. But I would say that from the first meetings of the ATRT, there's a pretty sincere desire within the members of that group to get to the bottom of a lot of these issues. So I think there's a receptive crowd there. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Avery. And thanks for organizing, helping to organize bringing them in. I think this is a great opportunity for our members to talk with them. And then the other two issues that I had on the agenda, and I'm not sure how much time we'll have to get to them because we only have 2 hours total, and you know we already may have three guest speakers. So the other two issues would be the bottom-up multi-stakeholder policy development process versus staff unilateralism. And as we've just said, a lot of these are the same issues over and over again because that's just how you have to make change, is to just hit the hammer over the head over and over and over and over again. And, you know, we're going to be so tired of saying these things at the end of the week, and people are going to be so tired of listening to us say these things at the end of the week. But nonetheless, it is a repetition and continuing to make these same points at every opportunity is what leaves an impact and makes an impression. And again, I think this is one of our more important issues. And then, this is a good segue, we leave our meeting from just us to go talk to the board, and this was the first topic on that we proposed to the board was this issue of bottom-up multi-stakeholderism versus staff unilateralism. And I believe the GNSO has also put that issue on their agenda with the board. But so the board will have to talk to us about this issue. Now, it will come back to us with a list of, you know, the five topics that it wants to talk about as well. So it's not like we can spend our entire time on this one issue. But we will have the opportunity. So, you know, we need to make sure we make the most of it and are prepared to express our views on this coherently and cogently to the board. Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, one thing about that with the board, whatever five issues they come up with, I'm willing to bet you that staff unilateralism is one of the sub-themes. And so once we see those, we should make sure and that we understand if it is one of the sub-themes that we're also ready to basically show the theme dressed in its other clothing, because I think that's one of the things is we won't just be hitting them over the head with the same words. It's just that the theme will be a thread in just about anything that gets discussed at this point. Thanks.
Thank you. That's a very helpful. That's a very helpful contribution. Because it is the same theme in so many of these issues, if you really follow the thread all the way back to what the problem is, whether it's the adoption of the straw man or the RAA or staff decides to fix who is, or the giving these organizations, IGOs, special privileges against the direction of the GNSO. I mean, all of them tie back to the same issue. So you're right. Thank you. And then the other issues that we proposed was the who is privacy problem. And the new GTLDs, and in particular the straw man solution trademark plus 50. Actually, I don't have that written there now, but that was one of the other ones. There we go. And human rights and policy development was also a topic that had been proposed on the list, and so we should be prepared to discuss that with the board. And it is a topic that we propose often, and will continue to propose until the board understands that there are human rights dimensions to these issues to be taken into account. Does anyone have any thoughts on these particular issues, or would like to volunteer to lead some of the discussions? Okay, not hearing any volunteers. Look for an assignment in your email. It will be coming. Okay, let's go on to Thursday, we will have an executive committee meeting, and currently on the schedule, on the ICANN schedule, it's set for 1300 or 1330, but I've actually proposed to ICANN that it be moved back to noon, because otherwise it conflicts with the public forum, and, well, obviously we have to go to the public forum. So this should end at the same time now that the public forum begins at 1330. So the main issues that we need to discuss in our executive committee meeting are the membership database. You may recall that we made a request to staff after the Toronto meeting to help us with a integrated membership database, that something that would save us a lot of time and a lot of technical headaches if we had some mechanism where when a person applies to become a member, all that data gets just added into a database that we can then use as we evaluate the application, and then it moves into the membership database, and then the constituencies can draw upon and edit and access that information. And we can incorporate our yearly check-in that we have to do in that database. So we've got a lot of sort of database technology needs that we have asked staff to come up with a solution, to propose a solution, and Rob Hoggarth has agreed to come and speak with us during our executive committee meeting and let us know what the status is of that request. And Rafiq and I believe Marie Lure have also volunteered to work with staff to help them build this database, give some ideas for the kinds of needs that we have as we evaluate these applications and such. So I think that would be a really helpful conversation for us. And then, of course, we can go through whatever membership applications that we have pending, although there's a bunch that will be accepted in the next day or two, and another group that will then be posted for evaluation, and maybe we can get some of those approved in Beijing. That would be great. And then we also need to start thinking and planning for the fall NCSG election, the annual election, because we will need to elect a new chair, and we will need to elect new GNSO counselors, and we have to conduct the check-in process where every single member on our rolls is contacted. And they have to indicate that they're a active member by getting back in touch with us and saying, yes, I'm here. And so this is a very difficult it's just time consuming and just a pain to have to do all this, but we have to plan it. So that's the other thing we need to talk about on Thursday. So are there any other suggestions or issues for the executive committee to take up? And I was thinking this is during the lunch hour, and so maybe we can just grab sandwiches from the sandwich shop across the street or something and bring them in and munch away while we work, kind of like what we did in Toronto. Any other thoughts on the executive committee meeting?
I'm going to have to get off now, Robin, but I'll see you in Beijing.
All right. Thank you so much, Milton.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yes, we are. Thank you. We are 10 minutes over. So let me wrap this up by just noting that we've got two counselors who will not be able to attend the Beijing meeting. And so Brendan Kurbis will be filling in for Magali Pozzello, and Amr El-Hadr will be substituting for Maria Farrell. Amr, is there any word on your visa or your plane ticket?
Not over the past 2 days, no. Sorry, but we have a lot of holidays here, and Norwegians take their holidays very, very seriously.
As they should. Well, I was encouraged by that note from the staff to say they would continue to work with you to try to make it happen. So I'm somewhat encouraged to think that we're going to see you in Beijing.
I hope so.
Is that the sense you have?
I hope so. The problem is that the Chinese embassy also have holidays next week, which are apart from they have Chinese national holidays apparently. But I have been getting some feedback that it might be, I may be able to get the visa done. If that is the case, I think the fellows at the travel support and ICANN, they seem to be willing to help me out even if the visa comes in late. So keeping my fingers crossed.
Fabulous. Thank you. Best of luck.
Thanks.
You bet. Okay, so just keep me updated on that because I need to make sure we've got an actual substitute there in sitting in Maria's chair when the council meeting is called. So if it isn't going to be you, I need to arrange for it to be someone else. Okay, anything else? We did manage to go through the agenda in only 10 minutes.
This is Amar again.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I was also going to recommend, if I am in Beijing, I would be happy to do this. If I'm not, I would think it might be a good idea if someone pops into one of the fellowship morning meetings in Beijing.
Yes. Well, we do have Wednesday morning, I believe, is the morning that both NPOC and NCUC, as well as NCSGE, are sending representatives to go talk with the fellows on Wednesday morning.
Oh, great. All right, that's great, because there seem to be an abnormally large number of fellows this time around from civil society and academic backgrounds, so it might be interesting to meet up with them.
Great, yes, and, you know, all the reaching out to them and encouraging them to get engaged with the non-commercial users would be great.
That would be great. If I am in Beijing, I'll be sure to attend at least a couple of those meetings.
Thank you very much. Was there anything else that anyone wanted to bring up?
Yeah, this is Elena about the fellowship meeting.
Yes.
The I have been attending them on behalf of NPOC since I've been in San Jose, and last year there were some questions prepared ahead of time by the fellows asking what the difference is between NCUC and NPOC. And in Toronto, David and I started sketching the four or five dimensions on which there were some differences. I think I think this is something we should prepare for ahead of that meeting. Not necessarily to present it if the issue is not raised, but if the issue is raised, it should be on a flash tick with Janice, so that we can have the proper answer. So I suggest this is not a long exercise. I think Bill, Robin, and I can probably confirm this little matrix so that we talk the same language. I think this is highly recommended.
Great, thank you. And I would expect that, you know, a document like that, information like that, would be valuable to the broader community as well. I mean, it may just be the fellow's question that was the instigation for creating the document, but I expect that, you know, a lot of people probably have that question and would benefit from understanding.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to answer it all the time. There's about four or five dimensions on which either a factual difference or a focus difference. So what is important is that we, where it's factual, that's fine, but where it's focused, we need to come to a stakeholders wide agreement on that. I don't think it'll be difficult, but we just need to do that exercise. Maybe 15 minutes, half an hour, we'll do it.
Good idea, yeah. Was there any other comments on that point or any others? Okay, not hearing any, I'm going to call this meeting to a close, and thank you all very much for joining, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing you all in Beijing next week. We're going to have a very successful meeting. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Good travels, everybody.
Bye-bye.